This is VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Terror in France. An attacker with a knife shouting Allahu Akbar beheaded a woman and killed two other people in a suspected terrorist attack. This took place Thursday in the city of Nice, police and officials said. The mayor of Nice said on Twitter it had happened in or near the city's Notre Dame church and that police had detained the attacker. Nice's mayor also said the methods matched those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb. The attacker in that incident had said he wanted to punish the teacher for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion on freedom of speech. Since Paty's killing, French officials, backed by many ordinary citizens, have reasserted the right to display the cartoons, and the images have been widely displayed at marches in solidarity with the killed teacher. That has prompted an outpouring of anger in parts of the Muslim world, with some governments accusing French leader Emmanuel Macron of pursuing an anti-Islam agenda. Vietnam deployed hundreds of soldiers and heavy machinery on Thursday to search for survivors after landslides were triggered by torrential rains from Typhoon Malawi, one of the strongest typhoons to hit the region in decades. The landslides, which struck remote areas in the central province of Quang Nam late Wednesday, left at least 19 people dead and 48 missing, as rescue efforts were hampered by poor weather at the tail end of the storm. The government is saying Typhoon Malawi has damaged more than 56,000 homes in Vietnam and left millions without electricity, with heavy rain expected in the central region until Saturday. More than a million people have been impacted for weeks by the storms, which have caused heavy rains and some of the worst flooding in years in central Vietnam. This is VOA News. France and Germany both announced new measures to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of 2 households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, and pools will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. The moves come as both nations are battling an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. 8 people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles, even, to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country and face charges. In the U.S., Assistant Attorney General John Demures says the 8 were charged with trying to coerce a New Jersey man to return to China to face charges. The alleged plot was known as Operation Fox Hunt and Operation Skynet. And court records show it took place between 2016 and 2019. Its goal was to target Chinese nationals living in foreign countries and to intimidate them into returning to China to face charges. A fast-moving Zeta has weakened to a tropical storm as it barrels northeast after causing havoc along the east coast of the United States. Officials made a repeated call for residents to stay inside after the storm passed and not go outside in the dark to assess damage. One person died in New Orleans who was electrocuted. In the Mississippi city of Waveland, Mayor Mike Smith told local media that he was expecting to see a lot of damage in the morning. And in Louisiana, the governor was expected Thursday to tour the coastal regions hardest hit by the storm. Cyber teams inside the government and private companies have been trying to block attempts to take over hospital computer systems across the United States. The FBI and 2 federal agencies say Russian-speaking hackers are trying to insert a ransomware inside computer systems and healthcare facilities across the nation. The attacks come as the nation is seeing big jumps in positive tests for the coronavirus and COVID-19 hospitalizations. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.